Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. I am really excited to welcome back to our program today author Maggie King. We're going to talk to Maggie not only about her new book that's out this year, Murder at the Moonshine Inn. It's a Hazel Rose book group mystery. We're going to also talk to Maggie, though, about this journey for her, being able to see the way that her books have been actually being able to find an audience, and also how people are excited to see where she's going to be able to take them next. If you're just hearing about the new book, we'll tell you a little bit later how you can get it for yourself. But Maggie, hello to you, and welcome back to the program. Glad to have you back.
Yes, thank you, Cyrus. I'm so happy to be back.
Well, the pleasure is definitely all mine. Well, you are ending off the book on a high note, ending off the year, I should say, on a high note with a new book, A Murder at the Moonshine Inn. We're going to talk about that here in just a moment. But Maggie, what has it been like for you, as I said, to be able to not only see how already the reviews are coming in for this book, but also how people are really taken to your work already?
Oh, well, it's been just wonderful. I'm so grateful for the support and enthusiasm I'm getting from readers and from writers. And I just, I'm just really just overwhelmed. I mean, people, I'm engaging with people on social media, and they're just very, very enthusiastic. I just don't have the words to express, how grateful I am.
Yeah. Well, this is the second book in the Hazel Rose book group series, and it is one I think that is so interesting, Maggie, because I think it really draws them in because of the fact that you write the book in first person. Did you know going into this series that you wanted to kind of make us be Hazel along the way and be able to take the journey along with her?
Yes, I felt like I very much identify with Hazel in many ways. I mean, I've only been married once, and she's been married five times. But in many ways, we're much alike, and so I felt very comfortable speaking in first person. It's it feels more natural to me.
Right. I think that's the great thing. And that is, again, I think another thing that for readers, it really draws them in, that it is based around a book group. I mean, books kind of do bring people together. Have you always been a person, Maggie, who's understood the power of books?
Oh, yes, yes. I've been reading since I could read, whatever age that was, four or five. I've been reading mysteries since probably I was about eight, because I started with, of course, Nancy Drew and the Dana Girls. So I've been a big reader all my life.
Yeah. And so has it sunk in for you now? I'm sorry, Maggie.
No, go on.
No, I was just going to say, has it sunk into you now that you have gone from being a person who loves to read to now having people love to read your own work?
Uh-huh. I don't know if it has sunk in. I'm just, like I said before, I'm just so grateful, and I'm glad that I can offer something to someone, something that will entertain them and hopefully surprise them. Just something, because people like to read for all kinds of reasons. They like to either get information or they like to be entertained, and I feel like I'm in the entertainment part of it.
Yeah.
And people seem to tell me, some people tell me that they just love the humor, and other people focus on the edginess of it, because the humor and the edginess are both there in equal measure.
Right, for sure. And I think that goes to what I was saying earlier about, the way you're able to tell the story, and again, being able to allow us to kind of take the journey along with Hazel. The thing, I think there will be people, men and women, Maggie, who will say, I wish I had some of the qualities that Hazel has. I mean, I think one of the great things is that Hazel has a way of not waiting on someone else to discover the truth, but whether she wants to admit it or not, she likes the idea of being able to be of help. Is that one of the things that you kind of relate to when it comes to Hazel?
Yes, although I can't say that I would investigate a murder, myself. I am very determined, and when I decide to do something, I really put myself into it. And even if I might be reluctant at first, because Hazel is reluctant, but
yeah.
Then once she does commit, you know, she's committed.
For sure. And I think mm-hmm. the other side of it is that she's surrounded by great people. I mean, that camaraderie,
mm-hmm.
you mentioned earlier, Maggie, about
mm-hmm.
the fellow, not only your readers, but also fellow
mm-hmm.
authors. Is that one of the things
yeah.
that's also been a nice addition to this literary journey for you, that you've made such great friends among other writers?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I knew a lot of writers 2 years ago when I published Murder at the Book Group, but I know probably hundreds more now in the past 2 years, either through social media or through, you know, conventions or festivals. It's wonderful. It's wonderful to have that support and the help from people who have, you know, who are very experienced in the writing and the publishing world.
Right. I think that is it. Well, there is another
mm-hmm.
character that we want to talk about in the book, and that is the city of Richmond, something that you also know a lot
oh,
about.
Yeah.
Megan, we're going to talk
uh-huh.
about that. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome Maggie King back to our program today. She's celebrating this year the release of her new book, Murder at the Moonshine Inn. We're going to remind you all a little bit later how you can get the Kindle version for only $5, as well as, of course, order the print edition as well. Let's talk about the city of Richmond, because it is a character in this book, as you
right.
know quite well. I mean, knowing a lot about Richmond, what was that like for you to be able to kind of bring Richmond into the story?
Oh, well, Richmond is a wonderful city, and of course I was setting it at a very hot time of the year. You know, it's in June, and so it's a very hot, steamy time. It's not my favorite time of the year, but it was a way to enhance the character of the city. You know, walking around a lake, and, you know, talk about walking around a lake when it's very hot out. And then, you know, there's the different restaurants and the different parts of, because Richmond is, like many cities, a city of neighborhoods.
Right.
So, and bridges.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, I think, you know, when you were talking about earlier about the, you know, the relatability factor of Hazel, there is that great scene that you write with Evangeline and Hazel when Evangeline is asking Hazel, you know, are you the, you know, Hazel Rose, the romance
uh-huh.
writer? And, you know,
uh-huh.
I mean, now you are that person, Maggie. You are that person, and people say, are you the author of this series?
Uh-huh.
I mean, do you find yourself seeing that situation like Hazel, even though, as Hazel said, I made a note of, she had said she doesn't see herself in the same league as Danielle Steele or Nora Roberts, but she
right.
definitely likes the compliment. I mean, is that kind of what you've been able to now get used to as well?
Not to the extent that I've made it for Hazel, no. I've kind of exaggerated that part a little bit. And of course she's published 6 books.
Yeah.
And so that's a little bit of a difference. So she's had a chance to, you know, become even, you know, like 4 times better known than I have so far. But I do have people, you know, who enjoy meeting me. I love meeting readers at signings and at festivals and conventions. And, some of them do know me already. They've read, you know, they've read my first book, or they've heard about my first book. And then also I've participated in 2 anthologies, Virginia's for Mysteries
right.
and Virginia's for Mysteries 2. And so
right.
I've met a lot of readers that way as well.
Right. Well, one thing that you definitely have had is that people are eager to share their thoughts and their
mm-hmm.
experiences with your books. You had that with
mm-hmm.
Murder at the Book Group.
Mm-hmm.
I know when I was prepping for this segment, you have almost 60 reviews already for that first book,
mm-hmm.
Maggie. And then, of course, you know, this book literally just came out, and you already have reviews
mm-hmm.
coming in for that. I mean, is that
mm-hmm.
one of the pinch-me moments that not only are people reading your work, but then they want to be
mm-hmm.
able to share the experience of the characters with others?
Uh-huh, yes. Oh, yes, I love that. I love that. Yes. Also, yes, on Amazon and in Goodreads, I enjoy seeing what people say. I especially, like I said before, some people get the humor or get the edginess. People seem to, like, pull certain aspects of the story out and say, you know, what they feel about them.
Right.
And I think that's very interesting.
For sure. I think the other thing that is great is that you allow us to be able to ask ourselves the question, what would we do? I think for so many times, especially for television programs when they are mysteries, of course, I think we ask ourselves that. But as we're reading this book, especially the newest book, Murder at the Moonshine Inn, we're able to ask ourselves, you know, would we be so quick to make an assumption about someone? Would we be so quick to make someone guilty based on our own personal feelings about that person? Was that also part of the fun? It's not making that part as easy as we sometimes do in real life, but really showing that sometimes people, are guilty of things that we would not even expect.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Well, that's probably the best thing you could do in a mystery is make it totally unexpected.
Right.
You know, the last person you might think. Or sometimes you take the last person you might think and decide, oh, well, it must be that person because it's the least predictable. That happens too. But I so far, everyone's told me that they're surprised. They're surprised at the ending. So I hope that holds true going forward.
Well, as with Friends, Friends are known to gossip. Friends are known to discuss things among themselves. You kind of do that with this book. You don't shy away from, from some of the more sensitive topics that can sometimes be discussed among friends, especially when it comes to Marcy in the book, where speculation is going on about Marcy.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that you had written that I made a note of is that maybe she had her own diversions. And I think a lot of times this book reminds us, I think, of a very important point, and that is, a lot of times there's more to people than what meets the eye. Was that also part of what you wanted to show in a book like this, that maybe people weren't always what they appear to be?
Right. Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yes. I tried to see, different sides to people.
Right.
Because people have different agendas and motivations, and people are very complex.
Right. Right. And that also brings in line how a lot of us communicate in these days. Of course, technology, you and I have never met each other, Maggie, but we've had great conversations this way, and we also have communicated online. You allow your book group to be able to enjoy technology with Skype sessions and being able to, enjoy technology. What has that been like for you as an author to be able to use social media and to be able to use the Internet to connect with your own fans and stay connected with your friends?
I'm very active on Facebook, especially, and Twitter, not as much on Twitter, but definitely on Facebook. I have Skyped with a couple of book groups in California, and I enjoyed that, and I would love to do that more. And I'm also on Instagram and Google Plus and Pinterest, although not as much as on Facebook and Twitter. So it's mostly Facebook. That's where my readership is.
Yeah. Well, I think it's great that you're able to not only stay connected with them, but also they're able to kind of keep up with you as well. I think that's part of the fun as well. Do you find yourself as a storyteller, Maggie, do you find yourself driven by the what's next question? Where can I take Hazel next? Where can I take my characters next?
Well, yes, actually. And actually, that's what I am doing. I'm working on number three. And in number three, Hazel's publisher drops her because her last book, her seventh book, doesn't do so well. So he drops her, and she's been thinking about starting to write mysteries instead of romance, or combining romance with the mysteries. So she decides to take a mystery writing class, and she gets the rest of the book group to take the class with her. So now instead of reading mysteries, they'll try writing them. And so, but then one of the students, who's not in the book group, of course, is very obnoxious. And when he is murdered, there are no dearth of suspects, including the writing class members and their teacher.
Wow. Well, something for us to look forward to for sure.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one question I knew I wanted to ask you, Maggie, then we're going to remind our audience how they can get the book, is, I mean, did you feel any added pressure yourself? I mean, having had the first book come out a couple of years ago and having the response that you did to it, did you have added pressure for yourself, or was it for you an exciting time to be able to release your second book?
Oh, yeah, it was exciting. No, I haven't had pressure, except what I put on myself, perhaps. I know I don't write as quickly as, you know, some of my fellow authors do, but I've just enjoyed the process. I enjoy the process of developing the story and developing the characters, and in some cases, they tell me what they want to do. So, and that's something that happens with many authors. Their characters are involved in the story as well as in developing the story as well as being in the story.
Yeah.
So yes, I just love the whole process of storytelling.
Well, it's one thing that I know that other people are enjoying as well. Again, everyone, Maggie King has been our guest. Great conversation with you, Maggie. Her new book is called Murder at the Moonshine Inn. It is available now for you all to be able to enjoy through our friends at Amazon.com or, of course, through your favorite bookstore if they don't have it. They'll be more than happy to order it for you. And, Maggie, how can our audience stay connected with you and keep up with what's coming up next for you?
Okay, well, of course, on Facebook, I have a personal page. I have an author page on Facebook, Twitter. I have an Amazon author page, and I have three blogs. I have my own, and it's a reader-oriented blog. And then I also, I'm on Lethal Ladies Write, which is a group that's in my local chapter of Sisters in Crime, and there are nine of us on that blog. We rotate weekly. And then Novel Spaces, that's a blog that on every other month, and, you know, that's a writing-oriented blog.
Yeah.
So, but they can find my blog through my website, which is maggieking.com.
So make sure you all are definitely staying connected with Maggie. And Maggie, thank you so much for the time again. Really appreciate it, and looking forward to speaking with you with book three.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Cyrus. I've enjoyed talking with you today and with your audience.
Well, thank you so much for that, and we thank your audience.
I hope everyone enjoys Murder. I hope everyone enjoys Murder at the Moonshine Inn.
Exactly. I know they will. I'll be posting my review on Amazon.com soon and definitely inviting our audience to do the same thing. And we thank him also for joining us for this segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Maggie, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off to air. The link is already available through our social media site. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWebb or go to Twitter.com/CyrusWebb. Click on the link there. Listen to the show completely for free and share with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.